interesting this morning that the prophet Isaiah, you know, lo, these 3,000 years ago, says on this Sunday morning that we shall mount up on wings of eagles rather than broad shoulders of patriots. Probably just a coincidence, unless it's not. I'll admit, when I stand in this particular place on Sunday morning, I spend a good deal of my 12 to 16 allotted minutes talking about making a love-spreading difference in this valley and beyond. And I'll admit that that is my personal evangelical bias. It's how I think the good news of Jesus ought to be spread. And if I were to come to the cornerstone of my own personal Christian faith and get down on my knees and brush away that dust that it has gathered there, the inscription on that cornerstone, on my Christian faith cornerstone, would read, "First we were loved, now we love." And I spend the majority of my professional life as a priest in the church focusing on the latter side of that statement, the "now we love" portion. I feel like that's my calling, my vocation, to lead a movement of love spreading difference. And to be clear, I don't believe in just making a difference. I mean, I know a Marine Corps drill instructor is a difference maker. The difference I'd prefer to lead is one that spreads love, love who we know to be God. That's the key ingredient to the difference we intend to make here at St. John's Episcopal Church in Jackson, Wyoming. And what I can tell you about this church, if you don't already know it, and to a great degree what brought me here a year and a half ago, what made me enthusiastic about joining your team, is that this church, you, our team, believes in making a love-spreading difference. It's a part of our DNA. It's been happening since the founding of the Episcopal Church in this valley over 100 years ago. We have both a history of and a reputation for making a love-spreading difference here. There are points on the timeline that many of us know, like the founding of St. John's Hospital, or the establishment of the town library, or the hosting of the Community Resource Center and the Latino Resource Center, now 122. There are things like that that are fairly obvious if you've been around for a bit. And then there are hundreds, no, thousands of little things that happen in and around and through our church family that are nearly invisible, that we are likely just unconscious of. They just flow out of who we are. Did you know Ed and his team make 400 snack bags each week that are delivered to the library so that kiddos and their after-school programs have a healthy snack to eat after school? Did you know that when the temperature outside drops to 20 degrees or below, that no jacket or coat in our browse and buy mission, that when the temperature drops 20 degrees or below, no jacket or coat is more than $35, and most are less? Did you know that Browse and Buy will sell you the Big Five for $50 or less? Do you even know what the Big Five is? You know what the Big Five is if you have kiddos. Each kiddo in our community is required to have a jacket, snow pants, boots, gloves or mittens, and a hat at school. It's a significant expense for every family with school-aged children. Browse and Buy will make sure that you get that for $50 or less. These are only a few of the things we can quantify here at our church. There is no end to the love that you are spreading out there on your own as people serving this community. I am so proud of what you do. I am so proud of the good work that you do day in and day out. But that's not what I intend to preach about this morning. That love spreading work is so much of who we are in this church and under our own roofs and in this valley, but that's not all of who we are. There's something so inextricably connected to who we are and the work that we do. And I suppose I probably don't talk about it as much as I should, but I intend to this morning. You heard read this passage from Isaiah, and Isaiah is, if not the, then certainly one of the principal prophets in the entirety of the biblical narrative. Sometimes we miss those readings from the Hebrew scriptures in church. We're listening more carefully for the gospel so that we might learn or we might remember what Jesus himself is up to, but this piece of prophetic narrative is so central to our identity that it demands mention and explanation. Our piece from Isaiah opens with, "Have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told to you from the beginning?" Isaiah is directing our attention away from us and the good work that we do, back to God, the foundation of our work. Isaiah continues, "Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not grow faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless." Sometimes, maybe often, could be always, we need a reminder to whom we are attached in this mission of making a love-spreading difference. I suppose when we drift and we begin looking only to each other for help in the important work we do, that we can begin to grow anxious or even feel scared. How could we? Where will the resource come from? Who will be our partner? Surely that's just too much to take on. And maybe then we hear the prophet. Have you not heard? Have you not known? Has it not been told to you from the beginning, the Lord is the everlasting God? It is He to whom you are tethered. First, we were loved. Sometimes, maybe often, could be always, we need a reminder. We need to be reminded that we sit in the hand of an unfailingly competent, wholly devoted God, one to whom we are tethered with an unbreakable lead. Could be always that we need to be reminded that we are loved and adored by that very same God, reminded that there's nothing we can do or not do, nothing we can say or not say that would separate us from the love of the very same God Isaiah prophesies about 3,000 years and change ago. The point of these prophetic words is that it is God who sustains the good work that we intend to do. It is God who provides for our need. The point is for our connection to God. The point is for the reality of that connection to seep into our bones, into our marrow, so that connection might nourish our identity and inspire our hearts to spread the love that is so characteristic of God in only the way that you and I can. Living here in Jackson, Wyoming, United States of America, 2018. First, we were loved. Did you not know? Have you not heard that we are beloved? You know, we have this tendency here, especially here in the Mountain West, we have this tendency to suck it up, dig deeper, dare greatly, try harder, rub dirt on it, grin and bear it, swing for the fences, double down, don't just sit there, go for it, huck it, send it. Drop it, crush it. That's what we say. And most of the time we say it to ourselves because we are tough and gritty and game. But it does not have to come from you, the power that you need. It does not have to come from the inside of us. Could I remind you? Would you believe me if I said, have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens those of us who find ourselves powerless. Even youth will faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord, those who are tethered to God, those who know their own belovedness and lean toward it, they shall renew their strength. We, you and I, we shall mount up with wings like eagles. We shall run and not tire. We walk the long road and don't quit. That is not because we are tough and gritty and resilient. That is not because we are courageous and game and down. Did you not know? Have you not heard that first we were loved? Amen.